we come in this world, our purpose is this world to do the Ratzon Hashem and to be a Nachas Ruach to Ribbono Shalom. Tati, you were the ultimate Nachas Ruach to Ribbono Shalom. The world was created for the Torah. The highest level of learning Torah is Torah Lishma. Lilmoid Lilamid. Tati, your whole life was dedicated to learn the Torah so you could teach it to your Talmidim. When we were in the emergency room, in the ICU, Talmidim would be calling my father. He was in a state where he could hardly move. He could hardly speak. All of a sudden, a Talmud would call him, and his whole face would light up, and he would be like back in his living room. And he would ask the Talmud, how's camp going? How's yeshiva going? And the Talmud would tell him everything that's going on. And then he'd say, how's Rebbe? And he would say, right now I'm in the emergency room. That's how it went. There were times when he would miss a call because the doctor was dealing with him. He would immediately tell me to call. He would give me to take the phone and call the Talmud back. His whole being was his Talmidim. It says that a Rebbe is supposed to treat his Talmidim like his children. My father did that to the fullest. The last 2 years was unbelievable. Sorry for my father. At the same time, my father was like a living Mr. Shmuz. And I got to spend a lot of quality time with him. And I watched in the hospital the Kiddush Hashem was the dignity and the respect he gave to the nurses, telling them that there's no nurse like you. I hope tomorrow you're going to be here again. Nobody can replace you. He wouldn't let me call. He wouldn't let me hit the button on the remote to call the nurse. He said, "When the nurse is busy, when she can come, she's going to come." We talked a lot, and I said to my father, "You know, look at the life you had. Look at the Talmidim, the Peiros, all these years, and look. All my father wanted to do was go back and be able to teach again." I said, you had Olam Hazeh, Olam Habo, Olam Hazeh. That's what you had, and that's what you have. And that's all he wanted was to continue how he lived every day. He just wanted to go back. I wish I could get better so I could learn again. That was all he wanted. When Rav Kook would come visit him, they would talk in Yonim of how my father's going to be able to go back and give a shmuz. It would be mechazikim that he's going to get better. The whole time he wanted to get better so he can go teach the Talmidim again. No matter what it took, no matter how much suffering and pain. When the doctors wanted to give up, he didn't want to give up. I want to live, I want to learn, I want to teach my Talmidim again. My father taught Masechtas Brachos for 52 years. He was Masechtas Brachos. I imagine Masechtas Brachos right now with the Malchus Malachim coming and taking Shemayim. It was him, his whole being. He was sick. You hear him muttering under his breath, Gemaras. Somebody come talk to him and learning. A Bacher called him once. He was totally no energy, nothing. A Bacher called him and he said, how's Rebbe doing? He said, I have no koyach right now. He said, can I ask Rebbe a shaila? He says, I can't talk right now. I have no koyach. And the Bacher persisted. And once the Bacher asked the shaila, my father went on a 3-minute answer to the shaila. I got to see also, you know, my parents, all of us as children, knew what kind of parents we had and knew that what special relationship they had. But we never got to, the last 2 years was mamish unbelievable. My mother never leaving my father's side, doing the dialysis herself, the love and respect she had for my father and my father had for her, it was unbelievable to be there and experience. Unbelievable. My mother was the true Eishes Chayil to him. She did everything for him. And he appreciated and he wanted her around all the time. It was such a beautiful thing to see and such a special relationship that they had together. just want to take a moment to thank the people, but I can't go into specifics. There's so many people, so much chesed and klai, so it's unbelievable. But first of all, my father grew up in this yeshiva. He lived here pretty much his whole life. He was able, b'menucha, to be able to teach his talmidim and learn and do what he wanted to do without any worries. The yeshiva took care of him, and he didn't have to worry about anything, and he was able to live the life he wanted to live every single day. There's no words of Akar Sotayv to the Rosh Shiva, Rav Ruderman, and the Mishpacha, and the Neuberger Mishpacha, Baruch, for everything he's done the whole time, that through this whole sickness. My mother, her neighbors are like her family to her. They'll do anything for her, between meals, books to read, whatever it was to help my mother out in any way. They're always there for my mother. My mother really, there's no words she can express herself, and she wants you to know how much it meant to her. There's organizations, Bikur Cholim, Gevuras Yarden, the Tikva House. I'm not going to go into specific people, but everyone, unbelievable what they would do for anything, for at any time, for the Mishpacha. There were doctors that I have to mention. There's Dr. Jacobowitz, who's been my father's doctor throughout, and is always there whenever my mother needed, whenever we called. There's Dr. Samet, who was constantly there for our family whenever we had any questions. Any time of the night, any time of the day, to the extent he was sitting Shiva. Now, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, I was speaking to him about how to get a feeding tube for my father. We had like an ICU in my father's house. And Dr. Portnoy, Ellie Portnoy, who is Mama Shemaloch, he was Mechazik, my father. He was through this entire thing. He was the one who Mamish kept telling my father, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this. He had anything he could think of how to keep my father alive. And my father, we said Bidu with him numerous times because we thought that was it. And we came up with another idea. He got the doctors to do another thing. I can't express from the family, my mother and my father, how much it meant to them and how much chizuk it gave them. Dr. Fine, who was his kidney doctor, always available at any time. And the two nurses on Yeshiva Lane, Mrs. Jaffe and Mrs. Risselmeyer. Also, all the time, anytime we needed anything. I just want to finish off with two thoughts. One is that my father, when he would prepare the whole Shabbos for a shmooz. We'd finish the meal, right after the meal, he'd go prepare. We had to finish the day meal, so he'd go prepare Shal Shudis. We'd have a quick Shal Shudis. And when he'd come home, he would say, that was such a great shmooz. That was such a great shmooz. It was one of my best shmooz. You know, so from an outsider, you would think, you know, like maybe he's a little prideful, whatever it is. But when you knew what my father meant by that, my father's whole purpose was to give over to his Talmidim, to change his Talmidim, to have an impact on his Talmidim. That's all he wanted to do, and that was his whole being. So when he came home and he said that, he meant that I had an impact. I see it entered the Talmidim, asked me questions afterwards. I made a difference. I had an impact. That was everything. That was who he was. The second thing is we were zoiche to grow up with a father and mother. My father was an Eved Hashem. He wasn't a malach. He enjoyed other things in life. He worked on himself. He was an Eved Hashem who lived consistent. His Eved Hashem was everyday consistency. If he had to go somewhere, for even a simcha, forget about a vacation, which I don't think we ever went on one in our lives, but if he wanted to go, if he had to go to a family simcha or just to go visit one of his children somewhere, it was hard for him. Because he didn't want to leave his everyday mahalach of Avodas Hashem. All he wanted to do was do what he needed to do today to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom. He had his schedule and he wanted to keep doing, and that was his Simchas Chaim. That's where he got a Simcha. I mean, he didn't go anywhere else to get Simcha. He wanted to stay where he was, in his place, in his Avodas Hashem, teaching his Talmidim. And I think he gave that over to the children, that this healthy way that you do your best every day, you be consistent in your Avodas Hashem, and it doesn't matter what your capabilities are. You just show up every day. You do whatever it takes. Rebbeinu Shlom takes care of everything else. And Tati was a teacher of that. He worked. He worked. He worked. He worked. He never stopped, and he never wanted to stop. All he wanted to do was do the Ratzon Hashem. Thank you, Tati, and I hope you're meichel us for everything. Thank you for being such a guide to us. Bilochemos, that's all.